Welcome to Shomach Shav and Adav, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Arambiak Vashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvas Daf Yud Beis. The Mishnah Yud Beis brings the first Machlokes among Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer against Rabbi Yeshua, which we'll have in the next upcoming Mishnayos. And in all the cases, Rabbi Yeshua comes to say that we do not trust the woman. And the Lashon that he uses is, Loi Mipia Onu Chayim. We don't live based on her words. We're not going to follow what she says because we don't believe her. So we don't live based on her words, Lo Mipia Anuchai. The Rishonim already, in our sugyas, point out the fact that it's a very strange lashon. Lo Mipia Anuchai. You should just say, Eino Ne'emenes. She's not Ne'eman. Why do you use the words, Lo Mipia Anuchai? So the Ritva, Lekamon, that you'd give on Udalef, and the Shita Mekubetzit over here brings the name of the Ritbaz. That the reason we're using this Lashon is based on the Mishnah on the end of the first parak Maseches Avos. And there it says, and the Martanur explains that there are three things keeping the world going. And the Tishyanu explains, because there's three amudim that the world stands on. But then there's three things that keep the world going. What are the things that keep the world going? Says the Mishnah, Haladin v'ala emes v'ala shalom. The din, the mishpat, the emes, truth, shalom, peace. And Ayin Shav in the Maharal explains in length why you need all three and which aspect each one of them has. But the emes, it's the main thing that keeps the world to go. Because if you don't have emes, everything can fall apart. That's what emes is. So say the Ritva and the Shita Mekubetz, the name of the Ritvaz, that's what we say, Lo Yupiya Anuchayim. I want to say, I'm not following her words. I'm not living based on her. Emes you need in order to live in the world. And here I don't follow her, that means I'm not trusting her. I don't think she's saying emes. So I'm not alpia anuchai. I'm not living based on her. The Shita Mekubetzet adds another pshat. It seems to be his own pshat. It says, because the one who brought nisa to the world, one who brought death to the world, is a woman. So when I'm saying I'm not trusting a woman, I'm saying lo yipia anuchai. We don't live based on her. We actually die because of her. So that's why I don't trust her. More associating this to the fact that she's a woman. And interesting to point out that the Arizal, one of the Sfarim of the Arizal is called Shar Ma'amori Chazal, that speaks about different Ma'amori and Chazal. And there he goes on Seder Masechtas, and he has a few small pieces on Masechtas Ksuvis. And in the first piece he brings, that there's a few places in Shas that the Tana used an expression which you don't really need to say the actual words. You just use another expression to teach you something else. The three examples are, one by us that it says, Lo Yipia Anuchayim. The other one is when it says, Hiniach Me'oisov Al Keren HaTzvi, we put the money on the horns of a deer. Use that expression to say that someone lost money. And the third one is when it says, Arei Kreiso Ben Shineo, that when a woman is pregnant and you see that she's pregnant, so the Lashon Natana is, her stomach is between her teeth. So the Arizal goes on to explain each one, why use this Lashon, what we come to teach you. Because Chazal purposely used different Lashonis, not the direct Lashon, to teach me another thing, to give me another message. So each time Chazal are able to teach something throughout the words, we use that as well. And the reason by us we say, Lo Yipia Anuchayim, it goes back to the Pshat of the Ritva, the Shita Mekubetzes, to tell me what Mishnah says, that the world is standing on Emes. And when I don't trust somebody, it means I'm not living upon her. I'm not going with that amud, with that pillow that holds the world to going. She's not holding the world. We're not living based on her because we treat her as someone who's lying. And in the Sefer Likutim of the Imrus of the Pinchas Mikuritz, the Sefer called Imri Pinchas, and the end of Chelek Aleph speaks about the Indian of Emes. And the Pinchas Mikuritz says, you should know that a person needs to get away from Sheker completely. If a person is away from Sheker, he can chas Hashem die. He brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, there was a city named Kushto, and nobody died before his time, because Emes keeps someone alive. And he brings our mission to tell us that someone who lies has no chius, has no life. That's Lo Yipia Anuchayim, meaning a lie takes away life. And he concludes there that in the time of a plague, of a magefo, Rabbi Zacharias was not worried, because he said, I don't say any lies. The plague is a danger only for someone who lies, only someone who has sheker, doesn't have life, because emes brings chaim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.